Small hydroelectric projects proposed for the Cantwell area are receiving a mixed response. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the proposals outlined at a public meeting last week include both dam and river diversion projects.
The meeting was organized by the Denali Citizens Council to answer questions and gather feedback on the hydro projects being studied by the native village of Cantwell. Village Vice President Gordon Carlson is leading investigation of three proposed area projects.
We're looking at Carlo Creek, we're looking at Brush of Casna, we're looking at Jack River. The Jack River is more of a dam type where it would have a reservoir backing up a little bit of water for some head pressure. The other two are basically diverting a little part of the stream into a pipe or a penstock where the pipe runs down, builds a little pressure, and turns like a Pelton wheel.
Carlson says the projects are all aimed at tapping renewable energy to lower power costs and raise revenue for the village, as well as create jobs. If built, the three projects are only projected to yield a tiny fraction of what the state's proposed Susitna-Watonna Dam would. Denali Citizens Council board member Nancy Bale says the meeting raised some concerns
about the viability of the smaller projects and the impacts to tourism. There was one fellow that boats on the Brush Casna, and he said he'd hate to see the water taken out of it. So I think the tourism and residential impacts with the Carlo and Brush Casna projects, people were pretty concerned about the impacts being big and the benefits being pretty small.
Bale also points to potential effects on grayling habitat. The primary source of locally generated electricity in the Cantwell-Denali area is from two coal-fired power plants operated by Golden Valley Electric Association in Healy. The utility also runs a nearby wind farm, and Bale says residents are receptive to more emission-free energy.
I think local people accepted the concept that renewables are better and that the benefit from the larger project could be discussed, but that the smaller projects were pretty negligible.
Bale and Carlson stress that the hydro projects are in a very preliminary stage, and Carlson urges people to give them a chance.
We don't know what the impact may or may not be. Is it even possible? So, I mean, I think people are getting upset, or the ones that are opposed to it are kind of premature without knowing what's going on.
The native village of Cantwell is working with Wasilla-based Northwest Power, which has experience with small-scale hydro in the lower 48. The two entities are in the first year of a three-year Federal Energy Regulatory Commission preliminary permit to study the projects. The study is primarily based on existing information with minimal field work. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.